Daf, Kuf Mem Vav, Taisvus. A person can break a chavis to eat a groigris. The Gemara explains where it's drusais, where it's attached. According to the Rechemi, but according to the Rabbana, the Rechemi would be mutter even if they're separate. The Rebbe asks a question from who we see this that we see in Perek Bakam Arvin by Erev. If you put it into a tower and he locks it up, he lost the key, it's considered an Erev. And the Gemara asks why. He's in one place, the Erev is in another place. So Rav Shmuel, they both say that it's speaking about a migdal of a binyan. It goes and goes into the man. Why do you have to say it like that? What's this happening in the beginning? He could break and open up the migdal and take out the Erev. Just like over here, it's wanted to break the chavis and take out the groigris. And if you're going to come to the differentiate between taking the Erev and the taking of the groigris, Yishver, how does the Zetzerayin over there like a mayor? So over there, it's also to break the migdal, and here it's mutter to break the chavis. Why? Because we speak about mustaki. As we see in Sechtes Bey, Perek HaMevi Kadiayin, Rashi explains, because by chavis shvura, and where you attach the broken pieces with a sap of wood, that you make tar, that's called Raishin. Therefore, Dafka Chav is Mutta because it's so greer, it's no, there's nothing, we're not choshin it. And not choshin that it might come to make it a kli. So this whole Gemara here, speaking about Mustika, it's broken pieces. Even though within Be'er we don't Zetzanayin, only according to Blazer, and you pass on the lesser of Blazer, this is said Sherbet Zuchasin, and then it's where he answers Mustika, it's parts. Nevertheless, even according to Rabbana, he still has to say it here, the Rabbana don't argue in Blazer, that says you should not allow to cut it off, meaning you can't cut the Hodos to smell it. Only because he holds that Bektimus Kissim is Chayav Chatas when he cuts it to use a toothpick. And maybe if you don't say Vamustiki, you can ask, Leslo Adetnan. Therefore, he has to say that according to Kulamayram, it's Eastern Vamustiki. Now comes out very good, the Gemara very well. The Gemara in Shalom Perek Bakam Amram found that this it says Miklash of Evan, a stone. Miklash of Eitz, you can make it like break it, a barrel to eat a grievous. He can open it, unravel it, and cut it. Rabbi says in Erevim, can learn that this that says seals in the canyon, you're allowed to open it, unravel it, and cut it. That's dafka if it's tied the mistner with rope. But if it's made out of wood or mateches, it's also to break it and to take and unravel it. Since he asks over there, shita that he can't unravel the pesachas and take out the air. Even the stam migdal and kalashas is a kli, just like he does, he captures it tzvi in tahas and tzipa the migdal, like we see in the beginning of kalakerim. Skon also didn't want to zetz ran only because they're missing the hainah dafka chesamos v'kelim, but something as strong like a lock, he wouldn't be matir tanakam. Harabonar mechaimin says, why didn't you say the both are like mechaimin? This is matir mafki v'chaytuch miyontem. This is matir, but not mafki. It's chaytuch is b'shabbos because there's a time that it holds like this. According to the mechaimin bei pekam evi kadiyain, so says it's better to say one like the rabbanan than to say both are like mechaimin because really we don't pass like mechaimin at all. Dafkuf me'mbal v'mebeis shemrichsha. Because of creepy crawlers. And another piskin we don't have to be choshed, actually, because dafka by lushtan, I'm going to go to because the person won't have a hamin, it should be lahak and slates. Parts of Tim Tamak, Kalsud Ash explains Kalsud Dal Dam is like a kever. And Taisa doesn't like it because of Shimshin, since we see the mechitza, and you don't have to be choshed, it might go on a house and there'll be mal on him, and he doesn't know. Therefore, you can say it's Matam Dal Dam's Kalsud, like you said in Saita, Pekashim Bachama, and Chotzer Kever that's in it is tar. Where you see mechitzas, but on mace, but almost doifus. It's much from mace also, where it's musayim, it does become tomer all around the dal house. So therefore, he likes it that pshat is zizim in that house that stick out from another house on every side, and there is a tefach in each one. If the bias is sasim, then it looks like a tzuras. The it's not matamah, because the stamish of mace is only that's through the door. Once it broke off the hinges and rebuilt it like any other wall, it doesn't have any pesach. So tam all around, because each one we can chesh, maybe that. That's the way we'll go out in the house. But it's not a kasha so much because that's what he asked according to Rashi, because you could say, Chom work b'chalag b'meis. Another time it says, the kasha at all according to Rashi, the house is also not Messiah Mechitzis. That's what Tamim, because someone touches the walls, even if it doesn't go on top of it, there's like a kever. That's what Tamim Maga, even from the side, as we've seen in Sakri Pashas, or Aduma, where the kever is a kever sasim, or ain't a kever psuach, so say Kalachan. Madach oil, that's what Kalachan is not Matamim from all the sides, and it's open. Kevin, it's not Makabal Torah and Dinshah, it's not Matam from all the sides, when it's open. So we see when it's closed, it's Matam, even if you touch it from the side. So the aloha is like a Vishya, therefore it's mutter to put the Gatchila, this bamboo, into the barrel. Shemazik is a spigot, the Raparat said, shouldn't come to put on top of it a gutter. Taisa says, by Gufsu, we should go, also be Goizis. So therefore it says, like Rashi says, they should not be Masakan Amarza for the wine, that the wine will fall in it and go far away when he takes it. A leaf of a hadas and folds it like a marzah, it looks like he's making a gutter. By the goof, so he's not doing any marzah, so we're not goizim. So he brought him a felt, a mitzi, because if not, this, how do you see from a story? Mishnah Ashakei, the Lamarim got soaked in the road, regardless of Loshin Afila, not like Rashi said earlier, Ben Raisha, that he got soaked in rainwater. As we've seen Ben Bey and Ben Mashim, the one that says Mashim does not make a mistake, it says Mishnah Ashakei over there, so you see it's not Afila, so says Marin Rabbeinu. We have a Tosfos, one more Tosfos on Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Some sheikh says Talis, Rabbeinu Tam says from the dew that's on it, that's Kibbutz V'libin Eschayv Chat, Sotos Mashmon, it's Dumya de Kumsa, Rav Yosef, which is a kerchief, but by shaking it from the dirt, like Rashi said, there's not Shaykh to say Libun, so Tosfos argues on that. This is the end of Tosfos Daf Kuf Mem Vav.